Good morning. Happy Father's Day to all fathers. And I'm sure everyone is with me when I especially say Happy Father's Day to Father Mike and to Father Paul. And yes, I know, you can hear me, Father Paul, and I'm still listening. Like all good fathers who are the first teachers of their children, who teach them about God and His love for us, we are so blessed to have Father Mike as our pastor, our spiritual leader, and as our human connection to Christ Himself in the person, persona Christi. Thank you, Father Mike, for being a father to us all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Welcome. Welcome to the Most Holy Trinity Sunday. God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are three distinct persons in the one and only God. He created everything and everyone. As Catholics, we accept that we don't fully understand how three distinct persons can be in one God. And it's one of the central mysteries of our church, a mystery. You may recall, as tradition would have it, St. Patrick, he did his best to explain the Trinity by using what? A clover, three leaves, one stem. For my grandchildren, and I know my wife and I, we have a Trinity tree where there are three large trunks growing out of a single larger trunk. And it's a very old sycamore tree, this big around. But my kids, if you ask them what kind of a tree it is, they wouldn't say sycamore. They'd say, nope, that's a Trinity tree. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are rising up. It's with these thoughts in mind, today and every day, let us call on the three distinct persons to help guide us in loving one another by caring for God's creation. And when our earthly life is finished, deliver us back home to our Father in heaven for eternity. Our first reading today from Proverbs, one of the books of wisdom. Like other wisdom books, it seeks to give sound, practical advice, guidance on how it explains things, like what we hear today. How did creation happen? In our reading, wisdom, the Word of God, speaks to us to let us know that she was there before God created the world. Wisdom was brought forth before the earth, before the hills and the mountains were placed, and before there were fields with clods in them, which I'm sure a lot of our farmers would call dirt. So before the dirt. In our responsorial psalm, Psalm 8, it continues that same theme of majesty and beauty of the world that God created. Behold the heavens, the moon, the stars, all that you set in place, Lord. And then, how God made man just a little bit lower than the angels. And He gave him rule over all the things that He created. Wow, now that's a responsibility for all of us. In May of 2015, Pope Francis, he wrote one of his encyclical letters called Laudato Si. I know some of you have read at least part of it. Laudato Si means praise to you. In this 180-page letter, he talks about this responsibility that God gave to man to give rule over the earth. It has a whole lot to say about pollution, waste, and our throwaway society. Paragraph 13 says, this is back in 2015 now, the urgent challenge to protect our common home includes a concern to bring the whole human family together to seek a sustainable and integral development, for we know that things can change. The Creator does not abandon us. He never forsakes his loving plan or repents of having created us. Humanity still has the ability to work together in building our common home. Still true today. With all this said, are we, you and I, doing enough to support efforts of a sustainable environment locally where we live? Watching our evening world news, it's a little scary. I especially pray that God gives our government and civic leaders enlightenment to actions to protect our global environment from degrading more than it has. And in that same vein, I pray, like I'm sure all of you, for an end to poverty and hunger and a world filled with evil, greed, violence, and war. God, help us all. Finally, in our gospel today from John, Jesus, he's preparing the disciples for when he is going away. He's going to be crucified. And Jesus tells them, he says, and I believe he is also telling our Catholic Church and each one of us individually that when the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will declare to us the things to come. And with this in mind, each of us must listen attentively to what the Holy Spirit is telling us and do our best to do what he declares to us, which may in fact be a question. Will you help me? Today and every day, let us call on the three distinct persons of the Trinity to guide us to loving one another by caring for God's creation. And when our earthly life is finished, to deliver us back to our home, to be with our Creator in heaven for eternity.
I confess one.